Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, we're taking a look at these livestock futures. Well, finishing the day on Christmas Eve ended up with a negative day for those cattle futures once again.
That's right, Dave. We saw back on Wednesday live cattle traded mixed and closed lower, while the feeder cattle closed considerably lower of triple-digit losses. We did see cash cattle trade in the south at 162 to 163 Wednesday, and in the north at 163 to 164. Choice box beef was $1.34 higher on Wednesday. Select boxes were up $1.93, a total movement of 148 loads. The daily cattle slaughter was only 44,000 head. Cash feeder index returned to the upside by 27 cents Wednesday, and trading and the close was on the mix side for the lean hogs. We saw on Wednesday's close, February live cattle 2 cents lower. March feeders down $2.55. February lean hogs were 35 cents lower.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business, and OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news. And it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter, delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
And Tom, we'll take a look at these grain futures now. And, well, kind of a similar story. It looks like the grains were lower across the board on Wednesday as well.
They sure were. We saw quite a hit to the downside as selling took over the wheat, the corn, and the soybean futures on Wednesday. Most contracts made new lows and closes for the week. Thursday's weekly export sales will be released on Monday morning. And we saw Russia officially overnight impose export duties that will not be less than 35 euros per metric ton. Now, this is not really a lot, so we really don't think it's going to have a big impact on the wheat market. There was no evening ag trade last night. Trading will resume for the livestock this morning at 8 a.m. and for the grains at 8:30, and we will see normal closing hours. March KC wheat closed on Wednesday down 20¾ cents. March corn down 6¼. January soybeans down 9¾. Now, we do have trading taking place this morning, and our March cotton is up 6 points. Our February crude oil is trading 50 cents higher this morning. The March dollar index is up 12 cents, and March Dow Jones futures are trading 35 points higher.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet by using 866 Go to Tom.
Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time this morning, and we will talk with you again Monday. Hope you have a great weekend. Got that weekend coming up, and that's going to do it for us this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.